The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Interesting. We've got an interesting interview going to start right now. Now, we know that there has been discussion over the years about introducing foreign acts, foreign culture into our carnival. And it came to a head even more when Vybz Kartel came to Trinidad and Tobago a couple of weeks ago to release or to launch his brand new rum. And it was understood or released at that point in time that Kartel will be coming back for another concert in TNT. Now, there was an outcry from a few, well, I should say many local artists, one being Yankee Boy, and he has decided to go on a hunger strike in protest for introducing the reggae dancehall into carnival. So we have Yankee Boy joining us here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you and welcome.
Morning. Welcome to the Freedom team, you know. Good morning.
So I wanted to start off with, you know, let's find out a little bit about Yankee Boy. How long have you been, you know, in the trenches trying to get into the, I wouldn't say you're trying, but, you know, you're working with the space. How long have you been around?
Yeah, I've been around, let me see, 2010, 5, 10, 14 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, 14 years, you know, 2010 is when I really come through and been around, still trying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quite how the system is.
So how,
you know, it's been doing things.
But how has your experience been? Because the feeling that we're getting from you is that, you know, you've been trying for quite some time, as you just said, but the love not right. coming your way, you know, it's been a little difficult. So tell us, you know, what you would like to see change and why go on a hunger strike for this reason.
Well, I think things I would like to see change, I would like to see more unity within we as artists. I would like to see more we instead of more me.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the real world, behind the scene, there's plenty me, not we, now. So if I see something going on with you, I'd be like, wait, it's going on with so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if I can help, they doesn't really stretch out their hand unless it benefiting them. So that is one of the problems. Up to date with this speed with what the problem with what's going on right now, the dance hall and the carnival, it was a nothing personal attack towards the Vybz Kartel or the promoters on them.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I've been seeing over the years, and it's something I noticed as a New York based soca artist from Trinidad. I realized I went to Labor Day in Brooklyn, and right before they crossed the main stage, it's like they have all the international media, like the CNN, the Fox, the MSNBC,
mm-hmm.
all these big medias was there with cameras to go on TV. And I noticed when the Haitian truck passed, they're playing Haitian music. The Jamaican truck playing Jamaican music. The American truck, they play American music. The Grenadians, the Vinci. But when Trinidad truck passed, we was playing dancehall.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't understand, and I make a pro about that. And people been saying that for years, so people get to really understand. It don't make no sense. Every culture playing their own music. Why we truck passing in funny media and we say we want soca to go international, but we playing somebody else's music?
Mm-hmm.
You understand something? So that way I went on social media and I start something and everybody come on board who see the problem long time, but probably didn't have a voice like mine or somebody who out there like me to really like, this is something serious. And then same thing went on to Miami. And mm-hmm. then boom, now look, I see what happening in Trinidad. I say, look, you see the same thing I was talking about. Like, what we going to do? We run on everybody culture and then talking about times change. So times change. And then we say we want to take soca international. And when we hit in the international media, no, we're not playing with thing.
Mm-hmm.
I live in out here and somebody hear my accent. The first thing they ask is if we is Jamaican.
But that has been a thing for years. I think most foreigners just lump us all together as, you know, the most common accent that they hear, which would be Jamaican, because of the impact that Bob Marley has had on the Northern Hemisphere. You know, so
right.
I think from that experience, you didn't really can't blame them because they don't know further than their own borders, right?
Right.
from the perspective of getting soca music out there, it has been a conversation that, you know, probably to break into the market, we have to collaborate with, you know, artists that are already recognized. So you would see a lot of artists, you know, we could call Marshall, we could call Kes, we could call Nadia as well, and a few others that have taken the chance to collaborate with other genres of music. And, you know, I guess in an effort to, one, break the space and adjust the sound so that people could get accustomed. Now, what do you think about those kind of collaborations? Do you think it made sense, or do you think that soca is strong enough on its own to stand up like the other genres?
Based on what you say, the collaboration is nice, the collaboration is good. But when the collaboration hit international, it doesn't brand as soca, it's brand as reggae. Just like for when all the Kevin Little and all these groupies and all the Allison Hynes, what songs went through? The brand under reggae.
Mm-hmm.
So all when it turned me on, they still play today on our international radio. The brand is reggae.
Well, I think
when we soca artists, I live in out, I'm telling you, when we soca artists going anywhere, we just bring them. When they're going to do their shows on their reggae platform or their platform or certain platform, they don't bring us in, between me and you. It's be a big difference.
Well, you also recognize that, unfortunately, at this point in time, soca does not have a genre recognition per se. They've been fighting for that as well. Don't you think that the fight should be more on that rather than, you know, saying no collaborations, stop playing reggae?
I never say no collaboration. Nothing wrong with the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
All I say is we're fighting for our space. Nothing is wrong with the collaboration. Collaboration is good. It brings their fans together with your fans together, and you get introduced to more fans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But sometimes what we think in the culture is the people who will take me forward might be the people that take me forward. So we just hold on the youths. That's why it doesn't have about 5 or 10 youths busting in Trinidad every year. Just look, Lady Lava come from nowhere, and look, she'll be riding with Cardi B and the different places.
And how do you think that happened? You think it's? I think it's more of who you connect with, meaning who are the real networkers within your team? Because I think that is more.
So, in your perspective in media, who you think she connect with?
Well, I can't say for sure, but it seemed to be someone who had a little more connection than others. You know, a little more stronger presence.
No. Nope, social media, nothing.
Well, I was going to suggest that as well, because the tools have changed a lot since soca started, you know?
Right, and the reason why I'm here talking to you, mm-hmm. once again, is because of social media again. Because if I had to talk to my real peers who up there who could do something, they tell me wasn't to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They say, either artist, Yankee, nah, boy, leave that alone. Let some kind of soca activist. And I was like, really, if I drop some voice, you know, some kind of things, some people career will finish. Then you will know they're not for the youths. They're not for the next ones about self.
Mm-hmm. You're suggesting come away from the meeting and really, if it is you really want the culture to blossom, really invest in the ones that are new.
Invest in the ones that are new too as well. It's the same thing, because we invested in the same ones. But when the same ones reach, it's all about self.
Mm-hmm.
It's about me. I want the one to take it. Why? We don't know who the people on the outside will grass on. They might grass on that next person there. They might grass on that next person there. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when we keep holding on and using the same face over and over and over, and is that what helped kill our international soca monarch too? Because they was keep investing in the same face over and over and not bringing the next youths. So in case this set leave, like they leave, then guess what? Nobody don't want to go and see the second set, because there was not investing in them when it comes to marketing, giving them the same amount of marketing strategy and the same amount of power.
Well, you have to look at it from a money perspective, and at the end of the day, you know, the bottom line is what tickles the fancy of promoters, right? And if it is that you want to build an event and you know that these are the people who draw the crowd because they have the numbers, why would they, you know, take that risk to drop it on, you know, up and coming, who you're not sure to fill the space to make their returns? You see?
Okay, so to answer what you just said, Why not take the risk? So they didn't take the risk, and that's why they're in the position right now. Because it come like you was keep reaping from the same old tree, and now when the young tree coming up, you never give it the same treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So now the old tree die or gone, that's why we in this same position right now. Every other island or every other country just always still invest in the up and young coming. Just like a job, you might be there for 20 years, but we're still looking for fresh faces to mold them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say we don't want to invest or take the chance, that means it's not a competition. It's really a business, and that was the problem. I talking about culture. I'm not here to talk about business. Competition and business is two different things. If you have a show which is a business, then by all means, you're picking who hot or you're picking who face if you could come back. Because I business.
Mm.
I here for culture. Culture don't pick and choose. Well, you know, you this no competition is real competition. When they go into the Olympics, they just pick out the best. They're not like, yeah, but well, you know, you was here last year, and you know, we go pull you back just because you know the people you are more a fan, these are customers, thy business. We're dealing with culture and sports. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, as you said, it's two separate things, culture and right. business.
Yes.
The scenario is there are a lot of individuals who are involved in culture and trying to build culture who say right. that the funding is not there to really do what they want, right? What right. would you suggest to them to translate, okay, we need this amount of money so that the culture can thrive, we can market it, we can expose it, like you're saying. What would you tell them to say, give me a bag of money, let me do a real show and push the culture the way that you think that it should be pushed?
To be honest, I can give you plenty of solutions, right? But there are people who just get paid big money to do this, right? And I wouldn't give them that advice right now because it have smaller competition. Let me don't say smaller competition. It have other competition like Chutney.
Mm-hmm.
And these competitions go on every year with as small a little money as do they have. So if the other competitions could go on, it says a lot.
Well, it's a huge pie, and well, Wednesday is a huge landscape. As you said, there's Chutney. There are other cultural events as well. The young Soca Monarch, there are kings right. and queens and all that. But we're sticking with music right now, right? What
right.
I could tell you from being in media and looking at some of the artists who say they want to make it, and most of the times promoters would say these fellas have no discipline. These fellas really don't know what it entails to get to the point that you are suggesting culture can reach, soca can reach, and they become distracted and despondent. What do you have to say to that as well? Is that true?
I mean, discipline is the number one thing, right? And it has happened with sports, it can happen with music, it can happen with anything at a job if you want to reach further. Sometimes it doesn't mean it's about talent, it's all about discipline,
mm-hmm.
right? And discipline is very important. And yes, discipline can be true, but it goes for everybody because it also has some people who are burnt up who do have discipline. And they might be acting all nice in front of any media and behind the scene. And I'm quite sure you probably know some of them out here, some of them name. So that's just an excuse, to be honest. Let me be honest.
Mm-hmm. And what
that's just an excuse.
What about the material? Because sometimes I hear some stuff coming out of the younger ones and you wonder, your producer sit down with you and say that was a good job? You know, could you, like, would you okay, say that is part of the problem as well? Because from mixing, mastering, and right. the sound and lyrics as well. Tell me about
it. It's the same thing. Sometimes, to be honest with you, it's the same domino effect. It have some producers who might be a group guitar artist, and they're working with the same artist, and they will take the time and do the same mix, the same master,
mm-hmm.
and the same thing, but they will give this next artist more. But then it also have some artists who will go through the same process, do the same studio house, might spend more money because the artist, the bigger name sometimes, ain't spending money, get the same mix, the same master,
mm-hmm.
and then when they send out the music, it goes out to the first responders. First responder to the music is like the radio,
mm-hmm.
it's like the media. You go to them first. And sometimes, if the DJ don't like your song, even waiting for the masses to say, well, yes or no. If the media don't like it, then it's a no. And nowadays, DJs don't play songs. So you really can't take in a song. DJs play name. So they're not playing the song, you're playing name. I keep it in the radio. I could tell you the inside out. You send a music for somebody's laptop. I don't know, you're an unknown artist. I'm not going to just download your music. Your Simon might even take a chance to play. Well, I might never hear it and somebody bring a flash drive for me in the club. I'm not going to take the chance. But let me say, a known artist come and do it. I will take the chance because what we do, DJs play names. They don't play songs.
Well, that name is because they've built that name over the years. The same process that some new ones are trying to avoid because they figure, well, yeah, I'm a reach. And they didn't go through the making of the quote-unquote name. So, yeah, I could understand DJs would faster trust a name rather than a young person. However, there are some DJs that would take the chance on the unknown, like Lava, because they just brought up Lava. And, yeah, it's a hit.
DJs, once again, DJs didn't take the chance with Lava. The song was out. I was trending on TikTok and social media. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of songs that don't play on radio because it busts on the ground. Then the DJs on the radio pick it up and bring it across in media. And if it have expressive words, you know what they do? They just clean it up for their own self. If she did went straight to the radio with all the media, nah, yeah, they clean up that your song, so you can't.
Well, I mean,
like
we have our licenses and things to think about. So yeah, we have to tell you, well, you can't play this on the air. And sometimes, you know, it's like sometimes you'll forget that those are the guidelines that need to be adhered to be able to be played on radio.
No, well, you see, not a matter of we just forgetting them. Because it come back to the same thing. Jamaica just do it straight. And we, the ones with the license, just clean it up. They don't forget. So you're judging your house, but you're taking anyone from the outside. So we not fair.
But it's cartel though, Yankee boy. This is cartel. This is a name that you're talking about. A name that was...
Oh, so when you have a name...
I'm just trying to put the perspective out there. This is cartel
so
we're talking about.
Name, what, so when you have a name, is what you're saying is okay, you get a pass?
No. I'm not saying, but in this particular stance that you're making, you know, the comment has been that you're going up against a giant. You know?
Right, that's the comment, right? But I not going up against a giant. I going up for the culture. And the giant happened to fall anyway. Right? And to be honest, I gave up my 14-day strike because I really couldn't go no more. I really did try. You know, I almost gave up in 12 days. And I pushed for 2 more days. But at least I bring some awareness. Right? I bring awareness. People know what's going on. And people see that we as artists, all the other artists who didn't stand up, there are plenty I could tell you who call me behind the scene. And it has some who want to talk, but they can't talk because they get booked for the show between me and you. I know all the artists. I know all who is involved. But I'm not calling no name. That is not what I was in this for. So I understand why them couldn't take it. And according to the bigger heads who are involved, what they give me respect for is because when they book other artists, nobody had no problem with that date. Them just take the show as a booking and leave it alone. I now studying. This is the only show I could go for 10 minutes and get $100,000. Right? I'm not going to know at that show and not get nothing. And this is what they want to come and take. This is what they want to come. So they don't care about the little ghetto youth for the next upcoming talent on the side. Number one. That is the only highlight of the day for us on that day. We see other artists who go up against it and the competitions get empty because why? All these stars go to the right and leave out that. But everybody passed through here to build themselves. And when they pass through the machine, then they want to come and tell me, nah, don't do that. Forget them. Because for whatever didn't work for them, now they're complaining. It come like some artists, when they're getting help through the system, they don't hear them complaining. But when the system spit them out, there's one to say it have a mafia, it have a this, it have a that. No, hush your mouth. You wasn't saying that before.
No, okay. I need to ask this question because as someone who is in media and looking at the product that comes out for Carnival and the evolution of it over the years, the early complaints was the shows didn't have anything that was appealing. It didn't have anything on the cards or the roster that would have been worth the type of price that they were charging for the events. So let's switch it up. Let's add all-inclusive, a VIP section. You know what I mean? And the format, the way in which it was changed was bringing a foreign, quote-unquote, artist. So, you know, that was the rubric or the standard that in some cases, in some opinions, raise the level of performance and quality of the product that was eventually given to the people. So following that and promoters seeing that that formula was working and people were satisfied, do you think that the formula should be carried on, seeing as we have to appeal not only to the people at home, we're looking for tourists, we're looking for, you know, a product that they would buy into. Do you think that they should continue with that formula or you know, change it again?
No, I think it had a change. Yeah, well, I guess it had a change, right?
Keeping in mind that we're looking for foreign investors or foreign...
Right.
You know, we're looking for foreign exchange now.
People will come anywhere once it have money or it have hype. Tourists are going to come regardless of what. I want to share something where we lost money. Same thing as everybody lost money. And it's how it gets self. The media make money off of, let me say, maybe off of ads and all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The media, the radio stations, them need ads. We all need ads to generate money. When they started to do uptown fets and take away the downtown fets and, like I say, upper the class, then they started separating music. But this is what you call separation. You started class artists as uptown artists and downtown artists. You started to have uptown fets and downtown fets. This is what we're talking classism here now, right? You know when they started to do these uptown fets, you know that these fets started to work at social media and build a committee. They don't put ads on the radio. Do you believe it's the downtown fets that used to put ads on the radio that billing artists, under low artists, newcoming artists, put billboards, do all these things that will bill our artists and put money on radio and buy slots? The uptown radio not doing that. So it's looking nice on this side, but guess what? It's not putting any money across the board on radio again because they say they don't need that. They don't need this. And you as an artist now have to build on your own. Mm-hmm. And have to build your own fan base, build your own network. And when they get you, then they will come for you and say, hey, come across here on this side. Other than that, certain artists can come on this side because you are down to the class here. Yeah? You are down to an artist. But mm-hmm. if you have a song, you're more than welcome to come across on this side.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard that
good
reasoning.
For your tourism part.
Yeah.
It looked fancy and it looked nice. But it really killed we culture.
I beg to differ in that I know that you're suggesting that has been a conversation as well, the way Carnival has become classist, right? I see it more as target marketing. Because you look at Carnival as one product, but let's look at it from the perspective of cars. You don't see Rolls-Royce advertising. You don't see the higher brand cars doing the same type of advertising that you're doing. However, there are other cars that would put out with this down payment and full comprehensive insurance, you could get this.
Hold on, not to cut you out, right?
Mm.
For your example, what I'm telling you right now, who pulling in more tourists and who more people come into the Carnival, is Jab, mm-hmm. nothing clean.
No, and I'm getting to that point. The reason why St. Vincent and Jab and all of that is making a splash as well as the way that they marketed it and used the tools of social media. And this is where other artists now are learning about how to use that mechanism to get them to the point, as you say, to say, hey, Olya, come over on this side. Because there are artists, and Lava is one of them, that use social media and is now on the next side, if you want to say it, because she's now connecting with Cardi B, which is a whole next level altogether. But
stick to the culture. You're stealing in every sentence. We should collab. We should do this for the American. That is the problem with we. We being in Trinidad always feel that we need to team with this one or team with that one. When you go to Grenada, to be honest with you, they stick to the thing. You know, they have little children, everything in schools. And everything they have is a monarch. Everything they have competition and only their music. No more than two Trini artists. They make it clear to perform in the Carnival in the shows. Because before, they used to say, it had too much Trini artists. And the other local artists, look at this, they're defending the artists. The other local artist wasn't getting booked. So now no more than two. Mm-hmm. If I started to go Barbados, same thing on the music, I could tell every country billing their own. Why we just always open to push out we own and bring in everybody else. because we feel this gonna make we look better.
All right. Well, I've got some comments coming
in. You, this is reality. England, you can't play nothing else. No music, Chuck. You'll get a ban and you'll get a fine if you don't play soccer. Same thing in Canada. Mm-hmm. So think about this. People on the outside, everybody's sticking to their own or they're sticking to what they believe they think it should be. But the jab, man, people glad to go to Grenada. Yeah, but I want to be like them and get oily and get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
They're charging. They have some expensive fets. They had a clean fets. And they're hearing their music they want to push because that's what the country, the prime minister or the government leader put in place. They ain't trying to be like nobody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but guess what? They will break through.
Let me play some voice notes and comments coming in.
If you don't believe in what you have, then how you expect somebody else to believe in what they have? And to answer one of the early questions, you talk mm-hmm. about product, how you go song and music. There's songs that I know that I didn't like, that it plays so much, and I end up liking it. And I show you in media, it end up happening to you. I ain't going to call the artist and their name because everybody has something that they like, they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But when it keep playing over and over and over, same thing in hip-hop, not only soca, it could be in reggaeton, it could be hip-hop, it could be what genre. All of a sudden, we are starting to like this song, you know? Yeah, boy.
Well, that is the effect of marketing as well. And you are right. There are some songs, and I'm wondering how this is so popular. But when you see the reaction yes. from the crowd, you kind of understand. But as I said before, it is a targeted thing because there will be right. individuals that would like that type of music or they would like that kind of message and would seek out that. But let me get to some of right. the voice notes and messages here. Let's hear what some of the listeners have to say.
Yes, good morning. Last serious message. This thing that happened to the minister.
All right, so that's another message for the minister and unfortunate passing. But let's get to some other topics on, well, points on this topic. Good morning, Tusker. Yankee Boy is so correct. The reggae artists are so self-centered, it's just shameless. I once told a Jamaican that reggae was started in TNT and he called me a liar. I told him to do his research, still waiting on him 30 years now. We as Trinis have a worldwide artist in Nicki Minaj. My question is, why can't we communicate to her to put soca on the global scene? Now, this is a question I wanted to ask you from this perspective. What gives us entitlement to think that artists like Nicki Minaj and artists who are already established out in the international market, why do we think that they need to be the ones to pull us into the space that they're in? Because they work just as hard to get there. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that, I don't know Nicki Minaj personally. I know she mother personally. I just go to the home and all these different things, right? Because we just deal with different businesses too. You know, like with my pepper sauce and all these different things, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. No, she don't have she don't have to, right? I think she could pick it up if she want. And the reason why we, the spectators, this feel so, because we might watch what Rihanna does do, regardless of every carnival Rihanna does, make sure she be home and she's be home for these things. So we just be like, why we people can't do like what them people is? We know they're not obligated,
mm-hmm.
but I understand how we would feel. Right? Because Cardi B do the same thing, just like how Nicki watching what Lava doing the same thing because social media let's tag everything. And just like how the fans just tag Cardi B and will tag Nicki or tag this one. Everybody doesn't know what everybody doing regardless of what superstar status. Social media just have a way it is bring it in front of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that is the power. But no, Nicki she not obligated. Some of us would say, yeah, she could do more. Maybe that is true. But no, she's not obligated. I wouldn't say, yeah, that's fine because you're in this position, you should do this or you should do that. No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she don't want to be a brand ambassador, but if she could do these things, she could get a little more leverage into like a brand ambassador who doing things, pushing culture. And to be honest, Nicki's a good artist, but she fall into the trap because when she talking, she's talk like a Jamaican between me and you. If they hear she trying to talk like a Caribbean, we are so influenced, they talk like Jamaican, I'm keeping it real with you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear living how much years, and someone will think I just reach up here, or I just come down when I home. You would never believe I live in foreign.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Yankee Boy, not because I didn't call myself that. the streets, the people call me that.
Well, I was now about to ask you that question. Yeah. How come, you know, you are currently overseas right now? And you're talking about, you know, making sure that the culture is out there and focus on it. But yet you are outside doing it from the outside. Is it that because of being on the outside, you have a disconnect? That's what's happening in TNT here, that you may not be as invested in building in here. And you're getting through with certain things on the outside because of how the format is.
Well, to be honest, I will tell you, to be honest with you, the fact that I'm living outside, I see more and know what's going on more than anything in Trinidad. When I'm in Trinidad, I just know less.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fact that I'm living here, I could, as far as anything goes down, anything goes wrong, from it could be on the political side, on both sides. I have people on both sides of the board. Like I say, we live in a country in general classism. And the fact that I know the fact that I live in outside, it have people who view me different because I see certain things, I hear certain talks, and I know, to be honest, I could tell you, this is not something I'm making up. I actually live in it, right? And I name Yankee Boy because right from Pinto Road, I'm in my east side, Trinidad. And I get, when I first time when I come outside in the United States and I come back home, my whole style changed. So if I used to walk around bare feet, I start putting on socks in my foot, t-shirt and my clothes, my hat changed different. They was like, "Wait, you're looking like a Yankee Boy now, boy." I know everybody laughing. And when a name stick on it, stick on you. And that was before music. I started play pan with Arima Senior Comprehensive. I went Panorama in 1998 with Clyde Bradley. I was going to play pan. I come second place in Trinidad and Tobago Defense Force. I was going to go in the Army. I come second with Exodus. So I was like a real pan man into the damn music. I never thought I would be singing. And when I started singing, the name just couldn't come off. It's like it just stick. Imagine you name Yankee Boy singing soca. That just don't make sense.
Yeah.
It just don't make sense.
It doesn't.
But for people to accept it, I guess it had to be doing something good. And when I come in the business, I didn't want to song like nobody, freestyle like nobody. So I come in this business thinking about colors and wearing colors. And the fact that I live in outside, I have to pay attention to everything because I'm not home all the time. So I need to know what's going on. What is the new shift? Right now, the new shift in soca is soca artists singing in all Christmas party. I'm sorry for the parang man and them, but I could tell you a lot. I just have to pay attention. So I could tell you, but I'm not here for that. But I could tell you a lot. I just watch this shift. I have to know. This is my business. I need to know what's going on internationally and locally. You know, we don't focus on...
Okay, so what, as we have a couple more minutes to go to 10 o'clock... What is the main, what's the word I'm looking for, obstacle in your way to translate from Yankee Boy, who we hear on social media, who is saying that we need to pay more attention to culture and we need to support our own, to the mainstream, mainstream vibe, mainstream flow, that we could say, all right, this is the newest Yankee Boy and he gonna be... You know, in every single party, as you say, so that we wouldn't have to rely on the foreign acts. What is the obstacle in your way right now that is stopping you from making that transition?
Well, anything is possible once you give it a chance. And we have to believe in we, not just me. There are plenty of artists out there. You know, if we really pay attention to the material, and it will really siphon out the good music. Because... I mean, who is me to say it are plenty bush from other artists? No, that is not for me to say. Let the crowd say that, let the fans and them say that. Just give everybody if you give everybody in the system the same equal opportunity, you are going to see the difference. It had a time that was going through the pandemic. Everybody started coming together as one. Everybody was like, oh God, love it. Everybody was so nice. It really did bring a change. I see it. And as that started to open up, things just started to separate again. It started to separate again. You know, the politics go all around. It have plenty, too much of conflict and interest going on in the business. That all these things is hurdles, to be honest, between me and you. That a lot of conflict and interest. Imagine I on the radio, and you coming to me bringing your song. I'm not going to make your song bigger than mine, and I here playing my stuff. That is controlling your royalties. You cannot do that on an international market. I could tell you plenty things about this conflict and interest on the international side that is wrong home. And that is why.
So you're looking at more intrinsic, fine print obstacles, yeah, things that you need to.
Small little obstacles. It's a relative right. obstacle that I just want, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, to be honest, I'm not vexed with them because I think if I was them and the opportunity is open, I might have done the same thing. So understand, and I'm not complaining, but it has plenty little small things
mm-hmm.
that would be the problem, to be honest with you.
So for because sure, Yankee there, Boy is not going to be at that concert when Cartel steps.
Oh, no. I cannot do that. I'd be wrong to do that and to my fans.
Mm.
Maybe if it was like on a next day or next something, month or something, you know, like I say, I like Cartel, I like the music too the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But for that day, no, that will be off. That will be wrong. Then why I'm standing for? Then I will be selfish to do that.
Mm-hmm. And so what message do you have for those who have decided, you know what, I'm going to participate in this event?
I mean, do what you have to do. That's all I could say. I have nothing to say. Just do what you have to do. I could take the fight for culture. Mm-hmm. It mightn't happen now. Whenever it gonna happen, but I believe one day change will come because everything is always gonna cycle and history is always repeat itself. So it could change and it might change back again because somebody could realize they're not benefiting them and they could tweak it to mm-hmm. benefit them. And I understand this is just how the business is, but I did my part by bringing awareness and bringing attention. I don't study blacklist and all these things because my income coming from somewhere else. And just like we say, we are social media. And that is how What I say now is not first time people have been saying this. People are saying this since before I born. Like, I have no problem bringing the dancehall act in the carnival
mm-hmm.
again. But just not on that Fantastic Friday day where we get to showcase our local talent.
Well, just a reminder, we had a few international artists who come through for Fantastic Friday in not only for that particular event, but other events leading up to Carnival. And
leading up to Carnival is good.
Right.
Leading up to Carnival but, is and, good.
And
leading up
many people
Carnival
had their own opinions about it, yes, but there were quite a few that say, hey, this song in fresh, this song then, you know, getting a little more traction on it if it is I do this. And, you
right.
know, some people saying
nothing
that,
wrong
it,
with
it,
that. Nothing wrong with
right,
that.
Right, and people say nothing wrong with it.
If the collaboration was to get on the same stage, then guess what? Now they bring an audience to watch we stage. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is, when you bring something versus this, versus that, everybody, whole crowd, go in here. They're not going to we stuff, we culture stuff.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
And then when I bring it up, and it went on social media, and it get big, then they come and bring a statement about 5 o'clock in the evening. Oh, it's 80% this. No, that is what you call, what is the correct word, defining solutions. That solution wasn't out there before.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think they wanted to, they didn't clarify it at first, and I guess they wanted to make sure that everybody...
Well, they get clarified after the problem. Say they didn't clarify it at first. I feel you are part of the promotion.
I'm just putting all points out there, you know, to hear what is the perspective. Because what I'm saying is, and we're going into the 10 o'clock hour, which is all right. The idea that it is, crash to the culture and, you know, it's an insult and all of that. My first reaction was, but this has been happening for years, even before Cartel was an issue, you know, and you could think of one artist who made it a yearly thing around Carnival to make these super collaborations to hype up the entire event. You know,
well, if it'd been happening for years, like some people say, Yankee, why didn't say it all the time? If it'd been happening for years, well, now we find it should stop. We fed up.
Mm-hmm.
And now I had the courage, and now I have the background where I could make awareness. Mm-hmm. I didn't have it before. So now I could do it. So now is my time. Now is my calling to do this.
All right. Well, Yankee, thank you so much for taking the time and giving us your perspective
for,
as well.
Thanks for the support. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the love. Thanks for giving me the voice. Thanks for standing up for the culture. Same way, thanks for seeing it on two sides, you mm-hmm. know, because it wasn't biased. You see it on the other side, just like you say, and you see it from the next side. And I like how you play devil advocate, and that was fair enough, and I appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate it. Okay, take care.
All right.
All right,
thank
TNT.
You.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.